This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Update at 8. I'm Augustine Hamelberg. Good morning. The chairman on defense, security and intelligence at the Senate says the major security conference that took place in Monrovia the weekend was intended to enhance the work of the counties and districts security council. Senator Steve Zago said the conference was also geared towards strengthening national security. Senator Zago said counties superintendents and security assigned in the counties also used the conference to share their experiences and also strengthen their relationship.
Enhancing national security with major national security actors. They may not be security personnel. How be it they interact with the people more than even the security personnel in the various counties, in the various towns and villages. You may not have police and law enforcement officers in all of them. Well, you have the superintendent there, you have the commissioner there, you have the primary chief, you have the town chiefs, you have the clan chiefs there. So what they do, how they work with all the national security institutions to strengthen and enhance national security was the theme of the workshop or the roundtable conference.
Senator Steve Zago, chairman on defense, security and intelligence at the Liberian Senate. The African Union Liaison Office, the ECOWAS Commission in Liberia and the United Nations Mission in Liberia, UNMIL, say they continue to keenly follow developments in Liberia and wish to commend all Liberians and in particular political parties for their peaceful conduct throughout the electoral process. According to a joint statement released on Friday, the institutions are aware of the grievances and concerns of some political parties regarding the October 10 elections and their complaints to seek either a rerun or amends towards improving the National Elections Commission's performance in the areas of concern before holding a runoff election. They further note the November 6 Supreme Court ruling granting the preventive writ of prohibition until the complaint filed by the petitioners is investigated by NEC and, if need be, the appropriate appeal process to the Supreme Court is availed of and the matter is decided by the Supreme Court. The institutions reiterate their call on all parties and stakeholders to exercise restraint, uphold the rule of law, and conduct all activities with civility and in non-violent manner, including in their public discourse. The Female Journalists Association of Liberia, FIJA, with support from UNMIL, is expected to commence a nationwide gender-sensitive capacity-building training in the country. The training will begin with a formal launch in Monrovia today at the YMCA Auditorium under the theme Increasing Journalists' Capacity in Gender-Sensitive Reporting and Fairer Portrayal of Women in the Media. The three-month exercise is aimed at impacting more than 70 journalists, including editors and managers from across the country. Divided into four regions, the training is strategically scheduled to be held in Monserrato, Bong, Lofa, and Grangida counties. The training is geared towards strengthening journalists' capacity to become more gender-sensitive and focus their reportage on issues affecting particularly women in a non-biased manner. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. More than 20 police officers were injured in Brussels when celebrations over Morocco's qualification for football's World Cup turned violent. The Moroccan national side qualified for the 2018 tournament in Russia with a 2-0 victory away to Ivory Coast on Saturday, topping their group. Police said fans hit the streets after the game and burned at least one car, smashed glass and looted shops. Belgium has a large Moroccan community making up 4% of the population. CAM had returned by 2030 GMT. And Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri said he resigned to protect himself and will return home in days. Mr. Hariri told Future TV from Riyadh that he was freed and would return to Lebanon very soon. Lebanon's president and others have said he is being held against his will in the Saudi capital. It is his first interview since resignation last week, which sent shock waves through the region. He has blamed Iran-backed Hezbollah. Mr. Hariri, a Sunni leader and businessman, was nominated to form Lebanon's government in November 2016. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I'm Augustine Hamelberg. Good morning.